This is Michael Josephson for the Josephson Institute of Ethics. Millions of teenagers across the land are about to leave the womb of high school to a world full of new freedoms and responsibilities. Though many have been waiting for this event for a long time, eager to get on with their lives as liberated adults, the thought of leaving behind friends and familiar places can be scary. The transition isn't made any easier by well-meaning adults who deliver what I call the commencement curse. These are the best days of your life. It's a curse because if it's true, we're telling kids that it's all downhill from here. Fortunately, it's not true. Yes, teenage years include wonderful memories of special friendships and all kinds of firsts. But not all memories are good, and however good they were, they're not likely to be the best, not even close. In fact, the best is yet to come. You will keep old friends as long as you have things in common, but you're sure to make new ones as well. Yes, you will face additional challenges and responsibilities, but you will continually gain far greater control over your life to do what you want to do and be who you want to be. Most of all, if you look in the right places, you will discover mature, meaningful love and trusting relationships that provide unbounded fulfillment. And if you wait until you can truly appreciate the comfort of marriage and unequaled joys of raising a family, there will be endless moments of profound pride and satisfaction that make your school years seem like kid stuff. To receive my commentaries by email at no charge, visit charactercounts.org. This is Michael Josephson, reminding you that character counts.